What's up, Lagos? What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing? 8 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. I am Feta. Welcome this morning. How did you sleep? I nearly said, how was your night? I always have to tell myself consciously that no, we don't ask people, how was your night? Because apparently the British people say it's offensive, right? So I don't want to do that. I'm going to ask you, hope you had a beautiful night rest and ready to start your day. If you're still sleeping, okay, well, I jealous you, but not so much. I have a job. I don't go on holidays. I pride myself in able to be, you know, to show up every day and entertain you, to educate you, to inform you as well. And of course, yes, you're welcome to the show. If you check the time now, it's 9 minutes ahead, 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. It's What's Up Lagos at 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're keeping the energy very high, the conversation very sweet and funny and goofy and everything. You can't find these anywhere in the world. Check the radio. I'll give you some minutes. Are you tuning to other stations? Where are you seeing this energy? Nowhere, Lagos. Nowhere. Of course, this is the best city in Nigeria. Every other city can line up and tell me why your city is better. Because, I mean, you all leave your city and come here and stay. Even though it's bustling, it's hustling, and everybody's angry, you don't want to leave. We decided to do a show for you guys. You see the energy? You check on now. Check on. Lagos, do not forget that on this show, money is very plenty. And we cannot tire. We will not tire. We shall not tire. Never shall we tire. Behold, alas, we are here again to give you more morning. All you have to do is play the game, okay? Put 500 naira to collect 20,000 naira. Because in this life, nothing is really free, if you ask me. Yes, you have to put in the work. And the only work you put in here is just to use 500 naira to play a lottery game. And you stand a chance to win 20,000 naira. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is Friday, right? And 50,000 naira up for grabs. One person, by the way. Today is for three people. You, if you win 20,000 naira, you are sharing 20,000 with other people. It's not your 20,000 you are sharing, you know. I'm saying that CCK one leg is on ground. Very big in Ghana must go like this. CCK in Ghana must go. What? What am I saying? But anyway, three people win 20,000 naira each at 11:45. We do the live draw and we call the winners. We celebrate with them. And so far, so good. If you remember, I was rooting for the women to win this team back to back to back to back. I just want to believe that it's not like they're not playing. They are playing, but their turn has not come. Oh my, it did not reach their turn. Translation, where you will turn and get to their turn. So if you're a lady, you're listening to me, all my single ladies, I'm single today because I mean, I'm sitting alone. It's not like I'm single. You all know that I'm in a happy relationship, married for over 30 years. But yes, I'm single today. Tomorrow, I may not be single. So enjoy me now that I am single, because tomorrow might not be the same. But anyway, play. If you're a woman, you're listening to me, you are a female, you know, when you're out of that, you are a sisterhood. You were born that way. You know for a fact that you have all the qualities of a female, because you know, play this game. I'm rooting for you, because at 11:45, I want to call a Stella. I want to call a Beatrice. I want to call a Naomi. I want to call a Marianne. I want to call a Sandra. I want to call a Joy. Enough of Michael and Prince. What is it? Give the women a chance. Women, I'm saying all these things because I believe you're playing. I know you are playing, but your time has not reached. So because, you know, play to win. 11:45 is the time we do the live draw and you get to win 20,000 naira. It's no small money. You can add it to what you have to ease the stress of the economy hardship. I'm not saying it's going to solve all the problems. I'm just saying it can just, you know, ease some stress. It can tighten some loose ends. It can block some areas for you that you need to block with, I mean, some 5K, 2K kind of things. Okay, so play the game. And of course, congratulations to you in advance if you listen to me and do the thing. We have to take a break, Lagos. We'll come back and it'll be time for a sound off, because many, many things happening in this Nigeria, many, many things. I'll take you to Lagos,
Lagos. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
President Bola Tinubu yesterday in Lagos joined Muslim faithful to observe the Eid al-Fitri prayers, urging Nigerians to continue to have faith in his government and remain patriotic citizens. He also called on the citizenry to love Nigeria more than any other country and continue to protect the integrity of the government and the leadership. Addressing journalists after the prayers at the Eid ground at Dodan Barracks, Obale, indeed, Tinubu said the renewed hope agenda of his administration, aimed at bringing prosperity to Nigerians, was being diligently implemented. Encouraging Muslims celebrating the conclusion of Ramadan to extend the values of sacrifice and resilience beyond the fasting period, the president emphasized the need for Nigerians to prioritize the exhibition of love for their country. The president is in a statement issued by his special advisor on media and publicity, Chief Ajuri Ngelale, said, "The resilience and sacrifice that we have shown and made during this month should be preserved. Be a kind and cheerful giver." He's talking to us. "We must love our country more than any other country because that is the only one we have. We must continue to protect the integrity of our government and leadership. The renewed hope agenda is alive, well and fine, and Nigerians should continue to be very hopeful. Without hope, there is no salvation. Without hope, there is no development. Without hope, there is no life. Eid Mubarak." I want to continue, but boring. Anyway, let me just finish it. Earlier in this sermon, the chief imam of Lagos State, Sheikh Suleiman Oluwatoyin, urged Nigerians to show no acts of violence, ensure peaceful coexistence, and continue to have faith in the country. Ask those in leadership positions to remain faithful, I like that one, to their oaths of office and work towards alleviating the suffering of the less privileged. Let's not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza and other areas of conflict. That's what the chief imam said. But back to what the president is telling us. I mean, in the spirit of Eid celebration, the president is, I mean, it warrants for it. You know, I'm very okay with the fact that you have to advise. It's not the first time this is happening. When it was Easter period, we got a lot of advice and quotes and all of that from the people in, you know, government positions. So it's okay. It comes in. But the only problem I just have is I had to check. When you say that we should love the country more than any other country and that we should uphold the integrity, defend the integrity of the country, I had to ask myself questions. I had to check. I had to research. So I'm like, okay, what is the integrity of a nation? It is a bond that unites the citizens in the name of the country and brings oneness. That's what is national integrity. Now, it involves being honest and possessing strong moral principles and etiquette. It helps in breeding a people and a nation that will not compromise standards, thereby providing works of highest quality and encouraging growth and development. Is this my work? I'm sitting down and just like asking myself, as a citizenry, is this my job? Is this what I have to do? I know that there's an office of the citizen, but is this what I am supposed to do? I now get to defend the integrity of the nation by doing what, though? So I'm very happy that these kinds of advice and these kinds of, you know, speeches are being held to kind of, you know, encourage us as a people to know that, oh, we are not alone and all of that. That's even questionable. But the thing is this speech right? Is it being said to the right people? Are we supposed to be the recipients of these speeches, though? Because somebody actually needs to check. And I'm talking about it because no, there has to be like a meeting, a conference of all the political leaders where all of you tell yourself these things, not us. Because when it comes to hope, there is no hopeful pressing than Nigerians. When it comes to patience, I think we said this yesterday. I mean, I don't mind sound like a broken record. I will keep saying it. When it comes to hope, when it comes to resilience, patience, you know, you can find this only in Nigeria. Nobody even sells it to us. We just have it inside of us. It's default. So coming to tell us again, I mean, it's something
called assurance. Just be telling the person. They say, I believe there's a truth in everyone. Sometimes you just need somebody to reignite it or ignite it for you. So yeah, let's say that that's what you're doing. But are we supposed to be the recipient of all of this? The integrity of this nation, we don't need to defend it. Everybody outside this country can see what's going on. And one of the things that's going on is there's insecurity. Yes. Are we supposed to have people who can defend us? But again, not saying anything. Promote good governance. Good governance is crucial in defending the integrity of the nation. It involves ensuring transparency, accountability, and fairness in the administration of public affairs. Is that my job? It also means upholding the rule of law and respecting human rights. Is that my job? I mean, I'm just saying, now that I think about it again, in a meeting of people, there are different, you know, there's hierarchy, there's different people who are in a meeting. There's Oga, there's Boy, there's everybody. So I don't want to believe he's just talking to the boy, he's talking to the Ogas as well. And everybody to put their ear down and hear what the president is saying. Let's defend the integrity of this country and let's love this country more than any other country in the world. Is this a good place to say that sound off? Okay. Okay, welcome back. Check your time. 20 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lay
of Lagos?
Welcome. I'm Feta. I'd like to know your name when you call me. But before that, I will not try to tell you about the one play thing that you can play to win some money. And of course, it's www.oneplay.ng with 500 naira. Make sure you click on Nigeria info and play the game to win 20,000 naira. Up for grabs, 11:45. And today, Thursday, we usually have our lady lawyer coming to the studio. And today is no different. She's coming. Not on the phone this time. She has told me yesterday that she's coming. So we're expecting her at 11 o'clock. We're going to be having a conversation about paternity. There's no, I don't want to use accents or phonetics to paternity. That's what we're talking about today. And there's a lot of questions surrounding that paternity. I'm hoping she's going to talk about paternity fraud as well. It has to be inside. It has to be connected. So let's hope that we have that conversation. So if you have questions, you have contributions, just get them ready because we are going to bombard her with all those questions and all those contributions. And of course, I'm sure that she's going to do a thorough job at, you know, the conversation or on the conversation. By the way, we have Kemi, AKA Sweet Gist. I don't know why you don't always give us that, your AKA. I like it. Because you always bring, no, you always bring that. If it's Sweet Gist, leave it for Kemi. Kemi is good at it. No, let's not lie. Kemi, you've done a lot for us. Thank you very much for always coming to remind us of this thing. And if you're at this point in time still doubting, to be honest, I don't blame you for doubting. I mean, there's room for doubts, to be honest. Because, I mean, that's for you. But see, to be sincere, there is no room for doubt because people are winning the money. No, I'm not trying to invalidate your doubts. I'm saying that it's valid. It's, I mean, you can have trust issue on that. Yes, you can. You can. I mean, your eyes have seen a lot for you to be able to say, it's not every this kind of thing, are you sure? But trust me, people are winning today. People will win tomorrow, just like that. But you want to be, you know, in the rear, just watching people. You want to be spectating. That's okay. But I would advise you not to. Just do it for the sake of, just do it. Do it, of course, and you stand a chance to win. And I always say that when you're playing this game, have it at the front of your mind, not at the back, at the front, that you're going to win. Don't play to win. Wait, just 1 second break. We'll be right back, okay? Don't forget, at 11 o'clock, we're going to be having our lady lawyer in the studio. We're talking about paternity today. And if you have questions, if you have everything, I want to hear Minnie's story. Yeah, just bring it. Let's trash everything today. Everything that we need to know about paternity, she's going to be touching on it. That we need to know, yes. She's going to be touching on all of that. But we have to take a break. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? This is the show. I am Feta. We'll be right back. Or rising blue, taking walks by the Civic Center, just me and you. I love you like I love no other. That's not true. Baby, drop the instrumental. Okay, 34 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. It's What's Up Lagos? Aha, I am Feta. Welcome, welcome. Of course, it's time for the musing as we wait to await the lady lawyer to come. I want to ask you a question. You know, say, it be not say where this mobile phone, GSM, Handsets don't they around a very long time now, and I cannot imagine how many you have used so far. Can you imagine how many? I mean, of course you can, because you are the one that is doing it, not me. Since the advent of handsets, mobile phones, I want to ask you this question: how many have you lost? How many have you condemned? Which of them is the most painful? I have a story. The first day I entered into uni, thinking about it now, it's paining me again. All over, it's a fresh wound. The first day I entered uni, the first class I had was when they stole my first phone. I cried for weeks because that phone was new. My brother gave it to me because I entering the uni, you need a phone. And I think it happened. That one is even, I lost the phone. I lost it. So I was maybe, I don't say I was careless. I don't know. I didn't know the workings of, right? I just thought, why would anybody want to steal my phone? My fine phone. Sitting on the chair, I think I just turned around. It wasn't up to 1 minute. I turned back, I couldn't find my phone. And that was it. Everybody was like, you don't go yourself. And it was paining me because nobody could even assure me. Even when we had to go and meet the class rep, the HOD, everybody just kept telling me, he's gone, forget about it. I'm like, how do I forget about something that I just bought? I've not even used this thing for up to 1 week. Why would I just forget the phone like that? It was so painful. But yeah, I mean, I had to give it up, because there was nothing they could do about it. But Lagos, I'm asking you, condemned for me, have I condemned any phone? No, I don't think so. I don't think I had to. I've not had to condemn any phone. But losing a phone, that's the first one that's, if I think about it till today, I still get very, very pained. Very pained. Because I didn't deserve that. I didn't deserve that pain. I didn't deserve it. Nobody should do that to any other person. It is a bad sin. What is bad is bad. Malin say. Why? I mean, but everybody thought I was not smart. I looked like a JJC, a Jambito. I just came. I did not know. And it was painful. But that's the question this morning before we go into other serious conversations. I want to ask you, how many phones have you lost? How many have you condemned? And which of them is the most painful? Just remember a friend of mine that was in BlackBerry at the time that BlackBerry was a king. Oh God, I know that. What's that? There's this the model of that one that has like a slide. That one was, I think, it was a dream of many people. After you have both five, the next thing you want to have is that particular brand. I've forgotten the model name. I can't remember, but it has a slide with the BlackBerry phone. And you know, he had just bought the phone, and it was just everybody like, big boy, where do you see this money? The next thing, I got inside boss. The story, even he cannot say. You know the way you lose your phone most times, and when you're explaining to people how it happened, they'll be like, why were you so dumb? It could be that you want to take something from your bag and it just fell, and you just forgot about it, and that's it. The next time you remember, it will look like they use jazz on you. By jazz, you know what I mean now. They touch and follow, or they touch and don't remember. Something like that. You remember when you have gotten home, maybe like 3 or 4 hours later. Normally, the you that you know, you check your phone every 10 minutes. But on that very day, it just happened that you just forgot your phone for like 2 hours. And when you remember, suppose it's already gone away like that. So that's what I'm asking you this morning. I want to share your experience with me. Tell me your story. How many phones have you lost and how many have you condemned? Let's talk about it. You can call me on 021-465-7190, or you can just send me a message on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. You're streaming on Facebook and YouTube, by the way. You can go there and, of course, drop your comments if you want to. And Lagos, you know you have to follow us on our social media pages. We are everywhere. Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. You have to subscribe to our YouTube channel, so please subscribe, okay, so you can watch us live when we go live. Like today, now we are streaming on Facebook and YouTube, so make sure you subscribe to that one. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, on Twitter, D_Feta. Let's take this one here. Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You're still live. How are you doing? What's your name?
Friday for me, Belete.
Friday, you don't lost phone before.
My sister, you know, we don't get motor. Where would they fight for Molwe and buses? Now we did lost phone. So.
The pain is real. How your own thing happen?
The last time I lost a phone, this guy was in my front. I never knew that they were two. He was carried back. Sit down now. He refused to sit down.
He gave mission.
Yes. I was concentrating on never look at the one at my back as we move my phone.
Kai.
What? There were two. That one was in my phone. Sit down and let me have a place to sit. He was just selecting the seat. I was concentrating on him. The one in my bag just removed my phone.
Kai.
Then later, that one said, "Ah, guy, they disturb me. Let me go down."
Can you imagine?
It was there that the conductor said, "Make una wash una pocket to see day here." My guy, my sister, before I check my pocket, the phone was gone. And those two guys, they are run away.
They don't come down from the bus.
They don't come down from the bus.
Hey, Friday. Sorry, that did on Friday happen.
That did not Friday. It was on Friday.
No. Okay, make I ask you now. How many phones in total you don't lost?
I know if you can't again.
You're plenty like that.
Yes, so since that 6 years ago, anytime I want entry bus now, I don't put my phone in my pocket.
You put them for pocket. Now, the funny thing about it is that nobody the first time they put your phone for pocket with that too.
Hello?
I said nobody the first time they put your phone for pocket too.
Not the first time, but that today happened like that. But since then, if you want to enter bus now, I will make sure I hold my phone and my wallet. That day, my phone and my wallet was gone. When I got to Yanoba, I have to beg one woman that I used to buy fufu for my aunt to give me
money.
$200
Very embarrassing.
And I just to my house.
I'm so sorry. Sorry. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. So people are wicked. And the funny thing is, I'll go and sell that phone now for peanuts. Nonsense. Somebody on WhatsApp is telling me, whole Nigeria info line I have isn't going through. Please, now. There is a 0201-465-7190. Call that number, 0201-465-7190. Hello there. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos?
Yeah, chance to live.
Fetamwa.
Yes.
Where is Guruguru one?
Please, my man is resting. You cannot kill him. Today is not holiday.
Chibi go finish today. Tomorrow he go resume.
May my man rest, I beg. No go kill him for me.
No, make him rest. Who did you get feta or not there?
Kemi there, yeah. But she knows her voice there low. She can hear you.
Good morning.
Come on.
Alpha.
No problem, Jerry. I see some Uncle Jimmy try to make you totally because madam, they enjoy
Uncle Jimmy will always throw you under the bus. Be ready.
Every time.
That's on my own,
Tell me.
Two times they removed my phone, I recovered it.
The grace upon you is a lot of it. We want some. Hi, how?
The funny thing, the first one, the guy had an envelope, put it on his lap, and covered my own lap as well. And the guy was sneezing. I keep on telling, "Oh, bless you." He said, "Thank you, sir." The guy goes sneeze. Hey! I say, "Bless you." He said, "Thank you, sir." Immediately after charity, you know charity bus stop? Immediately after charity, he said, "I drive, borrow any charity. Mention anything that you want to drop." So immediately come down and say, "My friend, can I have my phone?" He come back, stretch his hand.
Can you imagine?
Give me my phone. And people like say,
"How did you know?"
I said, "No." He said, "But this guy, you were sneezing, you were telling God, I thought you were going together." I said, "No, that is the right thing for me to do now."
Kai!
People were blaming me. Somebody, where they see your phone, you didn't even tell them.
As in it.
So, pretend.
Tell me, since you don't use phone, how many you don't lost? Okay, now only that two. Are you recoverer?
No, I never lost phone. But the two times they removed my phone, I collect them back. One at Sele.
You're a bad man.
Apart from the ones that got spoiled. But say they steal my phone. Two times when they try them. That's why I said, conductor.
But if I go join police, so this is your intuition, we need them for police force.
Look, Feta.
We just
the
look him criminal, I go no.
From my pocket. They remove money from my pocket like this. I won't go buy pass for my gura. I won't enter. The guy make space for me. Say, "No, make I enter inside." I say, "No, move." Don't know inside. I can't get the opportunity to remove my money.
Okay.
Now he move. I sit down nearer. If you reach a level, stop. The guy don't remove the money.
Okay.
Don't cross. And that's a dangerous area. They must not hear only. So the moment he come down cross, I stretch my head out, say, "Bang, boom, The guy just like two steps.
You're respecting self.
He come back, stretch his hands, give me the money.
Kai.
People in the bus say, "Okay, you mean it's him?" I say, "Yes, he just returned it." Wow. Now you not talk, make we kill. I say, "No, I don't keep person on my head."
Thank you.
Steal another person's own.
Thank you for calling us.
You have to shine your eyes.
Shine your eyes. I think make you even do master class. People use they come. JJ see them.
I'm telling
they go you. They go pay 10,000. May teach them how to adapt to Lagos. Wow, the grace upon this man is a lot. We need to take some. It now made me remember this Dusty song. There is a spirit in man, the spirit of the Almighty that gives you understanding. That spirit upon you, and don't joke with it. It's a real spirit. It is real. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You?
Yes, sir. Ogi, no lie. I see him. Clean your mouth. And I see Ogi for that. You don't drink Ogi. Ogi, I'm bread. What's your name?
Sunday.
Welcome to the show. All right, where are you calling us from?
I'm bad yet.
People will go outside. They don't come today.
To me at Tushudi.
Eh?
In fact, I was at bus stop at Tushudi.
Where are you calling us right? Where are you calling us from right now?
Okay, sorry, I'm calling from VI.
VI, okay. It happened to you at Oshodi, the great Oshodi.
Oshodi.
Chai. Yes.
During that time, I used to work in Fresh Start Town.
Chai.
So when I was at the bus stop Oshodi, okay, I was about to enter bus. One guy just put a hand inside my pocket and pick up the phone. So I grabbed him. Before I know, he passed out to the other guy. That guy passed out to the other one. The three of them. The other one took the phone and ran away. So I did not let him go. You know what happened?
So you saw him passing the phone to somebody else, Abi?
Yes.
See, I'm now.
The fourth person now ran away with the phone. So I now said, if you search me, you don't say your phone, I will deal with you. I said, you're dealing with
you. Deal with who?
Not knowing that there were many in number. And that was all. And the second one was when I was watching.
So you didn't get the phone back?
For where? Even as I flashed the number, I called somebody. Somebody helped me. I called the number and flashed it. The thing was ringing.
That must be very, very,
very...
We
did not know the area. Yes, they've already gone.
Hey.
And then the third one was when Nigeria and Argentina played, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. When Nigeria scored. I was at the line where people stood.
You were shouting, "Go!"
Before you know, they snatched the phone from my hand, not even in my pocket. Before I make a move, this one pushed me, this one. Before you know, they escaped. So, in fact, anybody, whether you hold your phone in your hand, this boy have the means of, you know, you they can useless somebody and commit
the phone. They can useless the person. Wow.
Yes.
So how many phones, have you lost in your life?
Lost two.
Just two.
And the third one was my wallet. That one.
That one will be
fun. I wore this jeans. When the guy put hand to bring out the wallet, then I now turn and circle his hand. Round. The hand was almost broken into pieces.
Child.
He shouted, "My hand, I said, "Wait in the bag."
Hey.
So they caught him. They hail out of him. I said, "Yes." I was even begging the people. I said,
they should reduce the beating.
Please let him go.
Chai,
yes.
Chai.
So I got my wallet back with the money in there. There was nothing wrong.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you
for calling us. This is one of the reasons why you should watch more action movies. You learn some things in this action movie. See the way he held that hand. It's insane. Don't hope I see him like that before. Now see me watch him now. Try and be watching. Not every time the king's daughter wanted to marry the poor man's son. No, they watch action film. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning. Cheers to life. Welcome. Where's your name? Where are you calling us from?
It's Big Ben.
Eh?
It's Big Ben.
Small Ben. Okay, Big Ben. Welcome. Small Ben, uncle.
$400.
Who lost it, lost them?
I don't know whether it's Japao.
Okay. As all, yes. So how many for you don't lost, Nas, for your life, so, Zodi?
For 4 years, where this boy's ready to do this. About 3, they collect.
How many phones they collect for your hand?
I collect what? This flat, okay, they carry that one. Where are they come from work? They just be online, though, that time where they come out. For that 50 of the push, for that push. I bet they collect everybody from one motor to one motor.
Okay, did they rob? Traffic day that day?
Yes, when I rob.
Yeah. They call the robbery. How many months ago this one happened, so?
This one don't say.
Don't say, okay. But so, how many for you don't lost? Now, since don't use phone, how many don't lost in total?
Nokia. Motorola, that flat.
No, they call the name of the phone. Just tell us the
battery.
They don't collect for your hand now. Wow, you need bodyguard though.
Work. That you can mark ground when you don't pass. Be careful.
Sorry. Vado, Hanna, calm down. God, we provide another one. Sorry. If I do it, means don't be angry, okay? All right, Sweet Gist is here, and Sweet Gist has another Sweet Gist for us. Okay, back to the conversation. Edwin Orion from Awoyaya is telling us that, good morning, Feta. From 2002 till date, I guess I've lost up to 4, condemned up to 3, gave out up to 3 as well. 2 incidents of me losing my phone to thieves were really sad. One was during the NSAS crisis. Okay. Those bad boys crowded my car, trying to vandalize my car. I had to submit my phone to them. Too sad. Second incident was when I gave a guy a ride from VI area to Jakonde bus stop. On getting to his destination at Jakonde bus stop, the guy moved with my phone. Moved. That was on my side charging. It was when I needed to call my wife I realized. Since then, I hardly give guys ride, and if I must, I have to stay guided. The good thing is that I hardly buy phones. I'm always gifted, and I sold phones. Them they gift me. Sold phones, how? All right, thank you very much, Edwin, for that. Lagos, don't forget www.oneplay.ng. Go there and play the game to win with 500 naira. Click on Nigeria Info when you want to play that game. And 11:45, we'll do our live draw and you win yourself 20,000 naira. We'll be right back. All right, 3 minutes past 11 on the show. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Feta. And of course, we have a lady lawyer in the studio this morning. As promised, she's here looking beautiful. No traffic today, just a smooth ride. How did it feel? You want Lagos to be like this every day, Abi?
Yeah, but
sad,
but
it can't
be. No,
it
money.
Can't be.
There'll be no money.
Yeah, there'll be no money, and it can't be actually. So welcome this morning. Today, I already told the listener we are talking about paternity. It's going to be very interesting. I'm pumped. I cannot wait for the things we're going to unpack in this conversation, because there are so many questions. And Lagos, I've told you since 10 o'clock, all the questions you have, all the contributions, all your comments, keep them on side, because let's start pouring, as a matter of fact, as we start the conversation this morning. But Olamide, you know what we do now. You know, you leave your wig outside. Come here, you charlatan. If you don't shut it, we can't start the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
One to go.
What's up, Lagos?
Can get started. So, I mean, obviously, we have to talk about the meaning of paternity. One of the questions surrounding paternity, I think one very major question is, how do you determine the paternity of a child? I mean, it's everywhere on Google, but some people might really want to know that. So maybe we should just start off by, you know, talking about what paternity is and what it involves. Okay.
Okay. Paternity of a child, right, it can be determined under different circumstances. So it's not that straightforward. Now, the position of the law is that a child born within a subsisting marriage is presumed to be the child of the husband in that marriage.
Presumed, yeah, now.
Yes, there's a presumption of legitimacy that every child born within a subsisting marriage is the son or the daughter, the child of the husband in that marriage.
Okay.
And even within 280 days after the dissolution of that marriage, if a child is born to the mother, is presumed to be the child of that, of the husband.
You have to say it again. Please say it again, because everything we talk about on this show, yes, on legal matter, is it's always channeled legally. It's always the legal aspect of everything. So you're saying that every child that is born in a subsisting marriage,
yes,
is presumed to be the child, yes, of the man in that marriage.
Yes.
Then after 200 and how many days?
80 days after the dissolution of that marriage, it's also presumed that the child belongs to the husband of that dissolved marriage.
Okay.
Unless it is reported. That presumption can be reported.
Okay.
And it was done, the intent of that law is because of public policy, so that children who are born within marriage will not be bastardized. So it's a very hard presumption to dislodge. So they have to be proof. Now, how do you obtain the proof? That's always the issue. So if there are two contesting fathers, probably one is the husband, then one man,
it's an ex or something.
And if there's evidence that the father, that is the husband, had access to the wife
at some point before,
during the conception of that child, and if there's another man claiming that he also had access to the child, the court will give precedence.
Access to the child husband, or access to the woman?
Sorry, access to the mother.
Okay.
The court will give precedence to the husband of the marriage. Now, if the mother of the child and the father of the child decline to submit that child for a DNA test, there's nothing the proposed father can do. So this is to preserve family life, and not to destabilize a child.
Okay.
So once the child is born within wedlock, it is presumed that the child belongs to the father. Even if the father is disputing him, that is the husband in the marriage, if he's disputing the paternity of that child, right? And if the mother refuses to submit that child
For DNA test
or blood test, it is presumed the father owns that child.
Hey, wait. What I'm hearing, is it true? Wait, I need to understand. Now, you're saying,
yes,
if a woman is married to a man and the man is doubting that this child doesn't belong to me, and she insists that the child is yours.
Yes.
And then says, and the man says, well, I have to go for DNA. And the woman says, no, I'm not going for any DNA. And she goes to court for that single issue. She's going to win it.
Because he was born within that marriage. You can't compel.
But DNA is actually, sometimes a man doesn't need the permission of his wife to do a DNA. He can just.
Unless,
you know,
he can have access to the child and do a DNA independently.
Okay.
Aside that, but if, for instance, the child is abroad and the mother is suing for maintenance of that child and the father is doubting the paternity. So far, there's evidence that the child was born during the marriage and the father had access to the mother during the conception of that child, it is presumed that the child belongs to him. And you cannot compel, right, a guardian of a child to submit that child for DNA test.
Wow. Because there's a story on social media about this whole thing. Yeah, I don't know if
the Mobad
and the wife and everything.
Okay, let me speak to that. Number one, that child was born during the life of a marriage.
Yes.
Was born within wedlock. Mm-hmm. Though native law and custom.
Okay.
Was not under the state. What this I am talking about is children born under the act.
Okay.
In a marriage under the act.
Under the
statutory
act.
Marriage.
Okay.
That's the one you contract in the church or you in a valid church. It's not all churches that can contract.
This table you are shaking.
Mm-hmm.
This table you are shaking.
Or at the registry. Now, what's the position of the law? when the child is born in a native law and custom marriage, it is also presumed that the father, the husband in that marriage, owns that child. Now, the difference, the not even the difference, the problem this Baba Mohbad, right, would encounter is that during the lifetime of Mohbad, he acknowledged that child as his. And the child was born during the valid marriage of the parents. And until his death, he did not denounce that child. For all intents.
Verbally or anything.
Yes. So, and they cannot compel the mother to submit that child for a DNA test. It's not possible. The court will not bastardize that child for any reason. So the grandfather cannot go to court on account of a father that acknowledged the child during his lifetime, that was validly married to the mother, to now denounce that child on behalf of it.
What if they
were
not validly married?
You cannot even under
what,
the
what
child,
if they're not validly married? That's not the
so far the of father them. Acknowledged that child during his lifetime. The child remains the father of that the son of that child.
Wow.
Now, if you now want to, they are talking about getting a court order so that they can have a DNA done on that child. The court can only order a DNA test when, on behalf of a party that is in the proceedings, not somebody that is dead. It is only a party who is part of the proceedings that can move the court for a DNA test.
Explain that party of the proceeding.
Okay. So it is only somebody that is alive, right, that can go to court and ask the court for an order for a DNA test, whether to prove that the child belongs to him or not, or contrary.
Okay.
Now, a third party cannot go to court on behalf of somebody that has died to do that.
Wow.
It is only somebody that is living.
Lagos, did you know this?
You have to be a party. And it's only somebody who is alive that can be a party to a proceeding to ask the court for an order. Now, even when the court gives an order, the court cannot compel somebody to submit himself or the guardian of a child to submit that child for DNA test. So it will be very hard to disprove the paternity of that child. For all intent and purpose, he was born within wedlock. And the father acknowledged him during his lifetime. So whether the grandfather disproves him
or not.
Issue now is, if the grandfather is saying he wants to submit his own DNA samples, how are we even sure that he's the father of Mohbad?
Ah, problem you. Yeah. Lamde, this table you are shaking. But anyway, I want to know. So what are the things, like, what are the legal implications of establishing paternity?
How do you mean?
For example, you say you want to go to court because you think this child is not your child. And then you go to church, to court, and then you find that this child is actually your child. Are there any implications for that?
Then you take up the maintenance of the child. So far, a child has been determined that the child belongs to you. Under the child right law, you have the responsibility as a father, as a parent, to take care of that child.
There's no other implication like, you have to be punished by the law for that. No. Or what if you get there and then you realize the child is not your child?
So, okay. So what you're asking is that probably...
Because I'm thinking...
It's not a crime for now. Paternity fraud now, for now, is not a crime.
Oh, okay.
It's not been made a crime anyway. So it's just for you to establish the father. Okay, so under native law and custom, right? If a woman was married to a particular man, then she deserts the man, right? That is, probably she moves out of the house, then goes to another man to have a child. Under native law and custom, in the customary court today, most customary court, right? They will award that child, the paternity of the child, to the first husband, because that marriage was not dissolved, probably by a customary court, or the bride price was not returned.
Yes.
So it still belongs to the first husband. In some cultures, in Yoruba culture, if a woman has a child outside of wedlock and wants to determine the paternity, it's so far she knows who the
father of the child is.
She'll be allowed to have that child until the child is of a particular age.
Okay.
Then the father will have custody of that child. So far, he will maintain the child.
Hmm.
However, in some cultures, once a single woman has a child and there's no bride price or they are not married, the father cannot claim that child.
Mm.
Whether he's the biological father or not, he can't claim the child unless the mother willingly submits that child to the father or he marries the mother. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Those are the cultures. So, for out of wedlock children, the culture of the mother determines the paternity of the child. So even in some cultures, when the husband of a woman dies, any child that woman has after the death of the husband still belongs to the dead husband's family, unless she remarries. The father must return the bride price.
Hold on. In other cultures, if a woman gets, if she conceives of a child or births a child after the demise of her husband, it's still presumed that the child belongs to the family of the man she's married to.
Unless
what if she had intercourse with somebody else?
Culture. I'm talking of culture. In most cultures. And in some cases, I've read a lot of cases, but most especially old cases, where the court will award the paternity of the child to the family of the deceased husband. Because of the bride price, she's still presumed to be a part of her husband's family. Whether in culture, in native land custom, you are a wife to your husband and his family.
Yes.
So even when he dies, the marriage does not end.
Sometimes you're even asked if you want to remain in the family. They ask you after the demise of your husband, would you still want to be in our family or you want to leave? In my culture, they ask you.
Okay. In most cultures, you're still presumed to be a part of that. So if you now go and have a child after the death of your husband, it's still presumed that that child belongs to the family. Unless the biological father of that child goes to return the bride price of that woman to the family before he can claim that child.
Okay, Lagos. Want to take a break now? I told you to get all your questions ready. So this is the time for you to start pouring all those questions on our WhatsApp. We are streaming on Facebook and YouTube, by the way, so you can go there and drop your comments as well. The WhatsApp message is number is 0809-597-5805. You can call us on 0201-465-7190. Let's take this call before we move over to Sweet Gist, because I know she's here and she has gist for us. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Okay, do call us back. Sweet. We are streaming on Facebook and YouTube, and I have some comments here. I'm going to take them. We are talking about paternity today on Legal Matters. Olamide, the lawyer, she's here to answer all your questions. You can bring all your contributions, your comments, and all of that. If you even have a story, I want to hear a story. Anyway, this person here on WhatsApp, before I go to Facebook, is saying, what's up, Lagos? Why is Nigeria ranked second to Jamaica in the world for paternity fraud? Do you have the stats?
I don't.
Okay.
So please don't let me forget. I was going to talk about the status of children born outside of wedlock.
Okay.
For the purpose of succession.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about that one when we, I think on the other side, because we have like 4 minutes or so, I can just run through some messages. And of course, you can call us 0201-465-7190. Okay. Good morning, Feta. How is the site spelled? Okay. www.oneplay. That's numeral one. Oneplay.ng. Just go there and play, okay, to win. On Facebook, we have Olawale Enyola Ojo, who says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mrs. Feta. Stretch, aka Fake Couples. Awesome broadcast. Okay, thank you. This paternity talk is very, very, very complicated, but highly, highly educational and informative. Watching live from Kaduna, Nigeria. Info rocks. Thank you. Okay, keep the calls coming. 0201-465-7190. I think you can get started on that topic before we go on the break, so that we have like an intro for that.
Most times, paternity issues is always very linked to inheritance.
Okay.
Who is the father? Because in most cultures, you can only inherit, and even under the law, you can only inherit along bloodlines.
Mm.
You have to be a blood to be an heir.
Mm.
So how do you determine a child that was born, right?
Mm.
So take for instance, the woman, the widow was married under the law, under the act, right? And another woman from nowhere just comes with two children at the burial and says, my children are also, they are the deceased person's children and they're entitled to part of his estate.
Mm.
So how do you determine? Now, whether a child is born within wedlock or outside wedlock, they are entitled to the estate of their father.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you determine? Now, in that case, if the children were acknowledged during their lifetime by that deceased person, they are the children of the manor.
Wow.
So if there's evidence, you know, all these family, they know them. If they can prove that they actually acknowledge, take for instance, probably at the birth of that child, the father was there. Whether there was evidence to that, there's an evidence to that, or maybe his name is on the birth certificate, it was one that registered the children. Probably there are evidences to the fact that he pays their school fees, he rented the house for the mother, everybody in the mother's side knows him. They are the children of that man. And that they cannot...
Olam, this thing that you are saying, a lot of people have had, I'm sure there are a lot of persons who have stories like this where they were displaced because after the demise of their father, they said they're not the children of their father. And these people, I mean, I'm sure
evidence of acknowledgement during the lifetime of that man.
And the evidence you're talking about is him being there on special events or occasions, like maybe
there are pictures. So the fact that he acknowledged Paul, the strongest one is when
those are the acknowledgements that needs to be proved in court.
They don't have to go through any DNA. The widow of that man cannot subject them to a DNA because their father is no more alive. And you can only subject a party to a DNA when he's alive. You can't do it behind him. You want to determine the paternity of a child, and the father has to be a part of the proceedings. It can't be deceased and you are asking for the paternity. So far, he acknowledged his children. And in the same vein, if those children, if there's no evidence of acknowledgement, and the widow says, I do not know you, they can't start claiming that, okay, let's go for a DNA. With who? Oh, probably with their half-brothers to establish that, okay, if there's anything that shows.
Yes.
No way. They cannot compel. Number one, you cannot compel the half-brothers to subject themselves to a DNA. The court cannot. The court can give an order, but you cannot compel. Right? And the fact that the party, right, who is the father in this case, you want to determine the paternity, has died.
Lagos, this is getting juicier by the second, but we have to take a break, okay? Don't forget, www.oneplay.ng. Be playing the game as you're hearing this gist, okay? We'll be right back. It's past 11 on the show. We still have a lady lawyer in the studio. And like I told you before we went on that break, it's getting juicier and juicier by the second. Hey, now what? 0201-465-7190. Make sure that you call us on that number if you have a question for us, you have a comment or you have contributions. And this person on WhatsApp is saying, can the administrator... can the administrator of an estate ask the court for a DNA to determine paternity of a child? Or can the statement in a will instruct to determine who inherits the wealth?
Well, in a situation, there's an instruction by the testator that for a child to be able to access the estate, should be subjected to a DNA.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The court can. But in a situation, there is no instruction. The administrator cannot.
Cannot.
He's not in the position to.
So in the case of this, let's go back to this Mobad's issue.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of this Mobad's issue, you are saying the father does not have any right. Because
the grandfather.
The grandfather, yes. Because I'm hearing news about, I've heard, I think I've stumbled upon post, I think one of the Instagram live that the wife was doing, and she said something like, oh, she's saying they want to go and exhume his corpse so they can have a DNA
That's
done.
That's the problem. Mobad was married to the mother during his lifetime.
Yes.
Was validly married. And that marriage produced a child.
Okay.
For all intent and purposes, children born within a subsisting marriage are presumed, right, to be the child of the husband. Now, even if the father during his lifetime, if Mobad was going to disprove that he owned that child, he cannot with his mouth disown a child. He must move the court for a scientific test.
Okay.
to determine that, because the child was born when the mother and the father was married.
Okay.
So even Mohbad in his lifetime cannot just disown his child. It would have gone for DNA.
Okay.
Until his lifetime and until his death, he never disproved the paternity of that child.
Yes.
He acknowledged the child.
Although they were like, I think death. There was one time that a chat between the both of them surfaced online.
To court to
about his, kind of this insinuating that he was cheating
those
or something like that.
Insinuations. Mm. Insinuations are not fact. He should have gone to court to determine the paternity of that child. So far, it was not done until his death. Liam is the child of Mohbad. Now, a grandfather or a family member cannot step into his shoes in his death to demand for the DNA of that child, because the father, who would have been a party to the proceeding, is no more alive.
Hmm.
And you have to be a party to a proceeding. Go and look at Section 63 of the Child Rights Act, law of Lagos State.
Hmm.
It states that a party to a proceeding, can a deceased person be a party to a proceeding? So the grandfather does not have the right to demand for the paternity of that child for the purpose of succession rights of that child. He was born within a subsistent marriage and was acknowledged by the father. And was never disproved until the death.
And you have mentioned that acknowledgement doesn't necessarily have to be a written document or anything. It could just be by words and actions.
Now, acknowledgement is even for children born outside of wedlock. For children born within a wedlock, the father does not have to acknowledge or disprove it.
Here we look.
Once you are married to the mother, any child born within that marriage belongs to the man.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Dilo, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
With all your explanation, I think our women, I need to beg them to sit up. They are the main culprit in all this thing. How can a woman in a husband house, then tomorrow they come and start, if you see a full grown man, come and show me my dad.
Hmm.
How can... So please, they need to sit up. I beg. This is painful. Please. Thank you, the Lord.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thank you very much for that contribution. I'd like to say something to that effect, but I'm not in the mood for that at the moment. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What is
Dilo, good morning.
Good morning.
That's what she did shake me. Just leave that woman at bed. Oh, okay. That's what she
did shake
me.
Don't worry. I go enter court tomorrow. Thank you for your concise and precise explanation. So, I had Mr. Chris tell the women to sit up. I agree with that. But I also want to plead with the men too.
I know that's where she's
coming. It takes two to tango. Yes, now you understand.
Yes, and I want to dance a lanta.
Exactly. It's a login, log out thing. As much as I say the women should please sit up, the men too should stand up, so that the two of us can make the home a better place.
Thank you.
Dilo, I've learned a lot today. But does this also apply to adoption as well, you know?
Yes.
Adoption, everything, you know. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Once a child was adopted, right, during the lifetime of a man, and that man acknowledged that child as his adopted child.
Nobody.
The child can succeed to the estate of that. Yes, you cannot. So for within marriage, acknowledgement does not even matter. Whether you acknowledge or not, it belongs to the man.
Hmm.
It's only for you now to come and disclaim it. And we have to come with proof. That proof is very hard to dislodge. With the advent of DNA now, maybe it is easier.
You say maybe?
Yes. It is only if the child is submitted for a DNA and you cannot compel
the child. But there are other ways you can get it. I mean, I've heard that you can just need a comb to comb the hair. You just need little things. And I mean,
wait. How can you determine that? What's the evidence? Okay, if you're saying that, okay, as a father, you took probably mouth swab,
toothbrush or
and
something.
You took it to the lab. Who ordered it? Was it the court that ordered that made that order?
Because you want to find out if it's your curiosity.
Anybody can come in. I can come in and say, oh, I took the sample of the child and this child for just to destabilize the father, the family.
Mm.
So there has to be a court order to that effect. You cannot just go. I can disprove it as the mother. But the court is now free to make its own inference. If the mother refuses to submit the child for the DNA.
You're saying if you want to contest the paternity of a child, you have to go to the court first. Is that what you're saying?
If the child was born during a subsisting marriage, that marriage is very important. Children that are born outside of wedlock, if you as a mother assert that the father, that this is the father of the child, if the father disproves it, the best thing is for both of you to go to the court and and have a DNA test. But even if at that court the father says, no, I'm not submitting myself to any DNA test, the court cannot compel, but the court can draw an inference that, well, if you decide not to submit yourself to a DNA, the court can infer that then it means that you're hiding something, then it means that you own the child. But you cannot move somebody. That's so, in this Mubad's case, nobody can compel Wumi to submit that child to DNA. Even the court of law cannot.
Because by the even if she was to submit the child, even if she were to agree to submitting the child, who are they going to use as, you know?
So, and for Mohammed, who is supposed to be a party to the proceeding, is already late. He's deceased. And this deceased person cannot be a part of a proceeding of a DNA test. Go and check the child right law. You have to be a living person to be a party to a proceeding.
I was just saying how we went on the break, like, there are a lot of things we are so ignorant about in Nigeria because we probably don't read. And we just hear says that what we go by, to be honest with you. Alegos, if you have questions, the lines are open. 0201-465-7190. We have 5 minutes on the clock before we move to the one play side of things. So you can quickly call us and ask any question that you want to ask. If you have comments or contributions, you can also drop them on our WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. We're streaming on Facebook and YouTube as well. So make sure that you drop your comments if you can. Allow me, do you have any closing statement? There's always when you're in court now, just your closing please. And you,
well, children born within marriage are offered whether native law or whether any marriage, any kind of legal marriage. I know I've always said that legal marriage is not only marriage under the statutory act. It is whether you're married validly under the act, under Islamic law or native law and custom. They are all legal marriages. Any child born within that marriage during the lifetime of that marriage, and even under the statutory act, right? Okay, you can take it.
Let me just quickly take this one before we continue. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello? Oh, I really wanted to catch that question so that we can just... Hello? Oh, okay. I think something is wrong.
So let me just quickly say what it is. So under the statute, under that act, under the marriage act, if a child is born within that marriage, and remember I said that after 280 days, right? If the child, the father, mother did not remarry. If a child is born within 280 days of the dissolution of that marriage, the child belongs to the husband of that marriage. So if the father dies, right? If the husband of that dissolved marriage died before the child was born, and the mother claims, right,
that the child belongs to the father,
that child will be a part of the estate of the father.
Okay.
Because he was born within 280 days. Because it is presumed that even a day before the dissolution of a marriage, couples can still meet and conceive a child until that marriage is dissolved. So within 280 days of the marriage, which is 9 months, any child born to that woman during that time belongs to the husband of
the husband.
So even in his death, the families cannot disclaim that child.
Beautiful. This has been amazing. I knew this was going to be one of the most interesting topics that we've touched because I couldn't wait. Since last week, I've been shouting, paternity, we're going to talk about it today.
Okay, sorry to just to put you in. Because in the issue of this layer, it is not in the interest of that child to be a bastard. So, okay, if the court is even going to move to give an order to say that this child does not belong to Mohbad, the state will never render a child fatherless. Who will be the father of that child? It is not in the interest of that child to be rendered fatherless. So it is, he is protected by the marriage of his parents, that he is the child of that marriage.
Let me quickly read this question. This one says, good morning, barrister. My question is that if it is discovered that a child whom that mother's husband and born within a legal marriage is later discovered to be born out of wedlock.
I didn't get that.
The question, let's try to get it. If it's discovered that a child,
yes,
whom that mother's husband and born within a legal marriage is later discovered to be born out of wedlock, can the man that raised the child Aziz refuse to surrender the child? Okay, I think I get what he's trying to say. If a man discovers that this child
I've seen a case, the man refused to, four children. He refused
to surrender the children.
So, yes, the children knew who their father was, but he did not submit those children. It is a case I was involved in my former firm. It was a big case. He dragged and dragged. Till today, the children only go to their mother, not to the biological
father. We have to take a break, please. Let's just come. Don't forget where you are. See Lagos. We'll be right back. Without much ado, just continue with that thing you were telling us before we went on that break about the fact that a man can decide to surrender his children or not, or his child or not, even after he discovers that the child is not his.
Okay, let me tell you what happened in this particular case. The father, they are of the Igbo extraction, was married to the woman. He paid the bride price and he did the statutory marriage. The woman now left the home, now went to another man's house, and had
four children.
Then she came back again into the marriage. So she started seeing the other man. Now she now came back after the children were like 11, 12, 9. Then the other man came to say, I own the children. Oh yeah, let's go for DNA test. The man took the children and ran off and did submit the children for DNA, and the woman was very sure, so they were in court. And because the woman was very sure the children are not the children of her husband.
She knows, okay?
The man did not submit the children for DNA till today. And the court agreed with him.
Wow.
Because he was validly married. Because it's for public policy. If the court should encourage that, it means that men will raise children, send them to medical school, do this and that. One man will just come from somewhere and say, I own the children. Because DNA said, and that's the end. No. You have to protect the institution of marriage. And the court agreed with him. And the children are in his custody today. Yes, people know that the man
is not the father of the children.
Yes, because he refused to submit the children for DNA. He should have, if he was very sure, he should have gone to submit them. But he did not.
Okay, Engineer Francis, I hope that answered your question. But we have to go now, Lagos. And of course, the conversation continues online. So you can go to our social media page. Make sure you're following us so you can continue the conversations there. Olamide, how can we find you?
You can find social me media. On Olamide_lady_lawyer on Instagram, and I am Olamide Onifade across all other social media platforms.
But there's this question here. The person is saying, is paternity fraud a street parlance or a legal term? Because fraud in phrase suggests criminality. So shouldn't paternity fraud be a criminal offense?
Not yet. Under our jurisprudence, not yet.
Okay. I think that already answers the question. You didn't put your name, but it's a long question, but I can't read everything because we don't have time. Guys, we have to go. On this side, the show continues on the One Play side of things. We're picking our winners. Three people are winning 20,000 Naira. This morning, right now, as I'm talking to you, bye-bye. So make sure you're playing if you haven't played. www.oneplay.ng is where you need to go to play that game. So go there right now. Because 20,000 Naira is about to be yours for the taking if you have played. And if you have not played, of course, we want to give you like 1 minute to play the game. Okay, let's pick our winners this morning. Three lucky people. 20,000 Naira. Okay, let's do this. Let's do it. I'm picking my first winner now. Yeah, I'm picking the first winner on the show this morning. And of course, we have a winner. Yes, 0909 ends with 460. Congratulations. I'm calling you right away. No time to check time over here. Let me call this person and tell them this good news. I don't know. Is it just me? I think like a lot is always good news though, regardless of how I'm feeling, regardless of the weather. If you see a lot, your mood changes. Not debit a lot, but credits a lot. So let's get that right, get that straight. Alrighty. It's ringing. Pick your phone. Oh. Where are the ladies? Hello, good morning. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Where are my ladies day now? Hell, my enemies. Good morning. let me calm down. My name is Feta. What's your name?
My name is Tinuke.
Tinuke, baby. Hell, my lovely girl. Did you play any game recently?
Yes.
Hey, my love. Eh? When did you play?
March 20.
March 20th. That's when you played.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
You said you played the game March 20th.
Yes.
Did you
yes.
play today?
Yes, I played today.
How many times did you play today?
I played one.
What game do you think I'm talking about, though?
On ahead on radio.
What is it? Now, call the name.
I've forgotten.
Ah, you've forgotten that you played one play.
Yes, one play.
How much did you use to play the game?
500 naira.
My love! Tinuke, baby! Yeah, yeah. You have won yourself 20,000 naira. Tinuke, I'm proud of you. Congratulations, okay? Tomorrow is 50,000 naira jackpot. Make sure you play because you just might win, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations! Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey. Where my women's day now? I have nobody to jollificate with me. The joy is uncomfortable. My enemies, unta. A woman has won, unta. Hey, can I pick another winner? Let me see. Can I pick? Oh, we don't have time. We have just 1 minute, 2 minutes, actually. I have to go. I can't take another winner this morning. Of course, one play will call you and you will get your money tomorrow, 50,000 naira. You can be a Tinuke. You can be a Tinuke. Yes. All you have to do is to play this game. Go to www.oneplay.ng. And of course, 50K can just be yours tomorrow, 11:45, when we do the live draw. Don't sleep on this. If you sleep, you snooze, you lose. Okay? I'm so happy. My joy is full. I have to go Lagos. That's the show. Thank you so much for joining us today on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. Yes, you can find us on social media. We're on Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. We actually went live today on Facebook and YouTube. You have to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch us live when we go live, and of course watch other content that we have on there for you. You can find me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, on Twitter, D_Feta, on TikTok, Feta Dynamo. I have to go Lagos. Stay sharp, stay happy. At 12 p.m. it's going to be the news at 12. Yvonne is in the studio. And of course, 12:15, the sunny side with Joyce Onyemuwa. 3 p.m. Mary and Duke O'Conn with Hard Fact. See you again tomorrow. Bye.